The Crop Research Institute of the Center for Scientific and Industrial Research has embarked on a field investigation and sensitization project to prevent a cassava epidemic which has emerged in East Africa from spreading into the country. The viral disease, which is known as cassava brown streak, attacks the leaves, stem, and roots of crops such as cassava. It is reported to have caused havoc in Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya, and other East African countries. We bring you a news desk report.
To prevent further spread of the disease, a project tapped the West African virus epidemiology wave for root and tuber crops is taking place in Ghana, Nigeria, Benin, Togo, Burkina Faso, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Cote d'Ivoire. The WAVE project is a three-year project jointly sponsored by the Department of International Development, DFID, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with $7 million. It is aimed at stemming the tide on cassava epidemic, which has taken a toll on some East African countries. In the Volta region, 70 participants made up of 50 farmers and 20 agricultural extension officers drawn from 5 districts, Ketu North and South, Akachi North and South, and South Tong attended a field day at Akachi. A plant virologist and breeder of CRI, Dr. Alan Opon, said the devastating effect of the disease is disastrous because it attacks the root, stem and leaves of the cassava plant. He therefore advised the farmers to be vigilant and guard against the spread of the disease. Dr. Opong said some varieties of cassava are highly resistant to diseases and advised the farmers to go for such high-resistant species. He also thanked them to inspect their farms regularly and ensure that affected plants are destroyed to protect their crops from infection. A resource person, Dr. Jomenu Edwenin, who delivered a lecture on the importance of cassava and the need to adopt improved varieties, said emerging diseases of cassava poses a threat to livelihood. He said, unlike the African cassava mosaic disease, which is endemic, the new viral infection is more ravaging.